Hello, my name is Dave Blanchard, and welcome to Quality Number 4 of Becoming an Intentional Creator, Discipline, and Structure. I would like to start by giving you an invitation to freedom. What comes to mind when you hear or read the word obedience? How about related words such as law, and order, and discipline, structure, policy, procedure, mandate, requirement, congruence, and commitment? Do these words conjure up memories of being coerced or manipulated or restricted or confined or limited or controlled? Are these words associated with boring, mundane, repetitious, or burdensome work? In an interview with Chad Wade, author of the book Cracking the Producer's Code, and one of the most successful networkers of our time, we found ourselves reminiscing about the day we met. It was nearly a decade ago. His mentor, Bob Snyder, a huge Og Mandino fan and a dear friend, brought him into my office and said, "Chad is ready to coach." Now, Chad, dressed in blue jeans and a ratty t-shirt, pulled cash from his pocket and counted out the coaching fee, one bill at a time. I discovered later that to pay the fee, he had to sell some stock that had dropped 80% in value due to the then-recent dot-com crash. Chad was young, scrappy, and very serious about creating success. When he started his direct selling business, Chad was pressing shirts in his dad's dry cleaners. He wanted to be successful, but every outward appearance suggested that this might be an uphill battle. But those who grew to know him best knew differently. He was always willing to pay the price, whatever that price might be. We reflected on the evening that Bob invited me to one of their company's meetings to watch Chad give his first testimonial. Now, Chad admitted afterwards that he almost peed his pants, but he did the testimonial anyway. We reflected on a meeting a few months later, when he was asked to give part of the presentation. He was so nervous that he wrote the company's entire compensation plan in a 12-inch by 12-inch square in the top right-hand corner of an 8-foot-wide whiteboard. But he did it. We reflected on health challenges and how often he was facing the prospect of conducting an all-day training for his team right before or right after passing a kidney stone. But he did it. In the end, Chad stands as an epitome of passion-driven action. Today, he's a popular and polished keynote speaker, successful author, and an Og Mandino certified coach and trainer. And several years with a 7-figure income ain't too bad either. At the end of our interview, I asked, "What is the greatest lesson you learned while on this journey?" And he answered without hesitation, "Surrender." Now, we can choose to dig in our heels and rebel, fight and resist. We can choose to spend valuable time trying to find new and easier and better ways to create success. We can exhaust ourselves in this never-ending search while the baseball bat of life mercilessly renders bruises of failure and wounds of mediocrity. Or we can finally and simply surrender. The real pain is not in the effort and action required to become successful. That is driven by passion. The real pain is in the resistance to surrendering.
Can you feel it?
Here we stand on the edge of the pool. Success is on the other side. We can only get there by swimming across the pool, but we're afraid of water, and on top of that, the water feels cold. How difficult is it for us to let go and go into free fall and trust and embrace and engage and surrender and jump in? A good family friend, Cindy Ragsdale, recently sent a video to Ramona and me describing how she spent her 50th birthday. Now, she won't mind if I mention her age because she looks like she's 35. But guess what she did? Imagine sitting in an airplane that is 5,000 feet above the earth, the side door, well, there isn't one, You're wearing a helmet and, yes, a parachute. Got the picture? Imagine what might have been going through Cindy's mind at this moment of decision. Now, there's a point of no return when you're standing on the threshold looking at the earth below. Now, I'm sure her instructor reassured her that everything would be all right, but she had never jumped out of an airplane, and people die doing this. At a moment like this, we can choose to jump, or we can choose to sit back down. The fun thing is that Cindy wanted to do this, and for a long time. She had picked a firm, non-negotiable date, and yes, when the moment of truth came, she jumped. We got to see her in free fall and even watch her graceful landing. As her feet touched the ground, she expressed such exhilaration and exuberance, excitement known only by those who have the courage to jump. When you think about standing on the threshold of your life, and you have decided that today is your day to jump, today, to let go, to surrender, what thoughts might be running through your mind? Is there any fear about how long this will take or whether or not it will work? Is there any frustration around how much money or time and energy you've wasted pursuing the millionaire magic doctrine? Is there any fear about what might be required to be a partner with the power that governs abundance? And if you've been trying to avoid or deny that this power exists, have any inconsistencies developed between your public, private, and secret life? Is there any fear about what might happen if the truth were revealed? Is there any doubt about your worth or your worthiness, your ability, your natural genius, and magnificence? Any fear about standing naked on the stage of life, free from crutches, excuses, and safety nets, fully responsible and accountable for the intentional creation of your life? Will you choose to sit down, afraid to surrender? Or will you jump? I am reminded of the opening lyrics to Josh Groban's moving masterpiece, Let Me Fall. He sings, "Let me fall, let me climb. There's a moment when fear and dreams must collide." We talked about this in quality number 3, that to be successful, we have to do the hard thing. The hard thing is required. It's not an option. Listen to this. Someone I am is waiting for my courage. The one I want, the one I will become, will catch me. Once we're determined to jump, to surrender, to be free from the tethers of resistance and rebellion, which are usually caused by fear, we can finally take the leap trusting that the one I will become will catch me. And we can add to that, the power that governs abundance will willingly stand by my side and be my active partner. This can only happen when we surrender our resistance, our rebelliousness, and our often self-centric lives. Take our foot off the brake. Go into passion-driven action while focusing on bringing abundance to the lives of those we meet while on our path. Instead of holding fast and floundering, is it time to let go and be free to flourish? You know, the world wants a no-risk easy button, a shortcut, a safe way in a safe place. Growth is not safe. It is uncomfortable and at times terrifying. However, those who engage soon discover that growth is exhilarating and that the really frightening thing would have been to stay where they were. The most common comment I hear when someone courageously surrenders is this: "Why did I wait so long?" Because of the often debilitating fear associated with making this decision, some may attempt to sell you an easy button, a secret that can be purchased for a seemingly small price. Well, far too many eager souls have been buying and then financially dying. Don't be one of them. If you want the fastest and easiest way to abundance, one that is filled with wealth and wonder and awe, peace of mind, gratitude and joy, willingly surrender and become an intentional creator of your life. When we choose to surrender and obey the laws that govern becoming an intentional creator of our lives, the reward is the very freedom we have hungered and thirsted to experience. Obedience is not restrictive. Obedience is an invitation to freedom. Here's what I want you to do. Make a commitment to talk to 10 people a day that you do not know. Consciously let go of any resistance and fear by focusing on them. Focus on finding good or what's important to them, and then verbalize it. Let the conversation flow naturally, without an agenda. Create a safe place for them. This can be done with store clerks, people standing in line, or with people in waiting rooms. You are built to connect. Spend this week connecting. Next, pick a task that you haven't wanted to do it. Preferably one that you've been procrastinating. Now, I call these big uglies. Now, break the task into bite-sized pieces, each of which could be accomplished in 1 or 2 hours. Schedule one piece per day, times however many days are needed to complete the task. And after completing the segment, it's this little piece, become aware of the sense of relief and accomplishment that you feel. You made a commitment and completed that commitment. Compare this feeling with that overwhelming guilt associated when we're putting off entire tasks. In a few days, after having relief and accomplishment each day, the big ugly will be completed. Lastly, we all have something we know we should be doing each day. Diet, exercise, study the scrolls, read a good book, make phone calls, attend meetings, those kinds of things. Schedule a time each day to do this. Make a conscious decision to do it because you want to, get to, and choose to. Feel the burden lifted as you take back control of your life. We can resist and rebel, or we can surrender and succeed. The choice is ours.